Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. An optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Hi, welcome. This is the voice of the Evangelist Kingdom of God Ministry, actually. I'm Evangelist Kathy, for those of you who are not familiar with me, but we have a broadcast that we come on live, Blog Talk Radio, and we just want to reach out. This is the Hour of Power of Prayer, and we call it POP, Power of Prayer Hour. So I wanted to just invite you on your lunch hour to join us for prayer. And there will be topics of discussions and, you know, just whichever the way God lead us, because we actually want God to orchestrate this program the way he see fit. And I am just a servant being obedient to the voice of the Lord. I know last week, for those of you who don't know what's been going on, I've had some situations where I was terminated from my job. So, you know, I said, well, Lord, what's going on? What do you want me to do? And God said, well, just start back up the power of prayer, because I don't want you just sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. So he said, reach out to others. You might could do some intercessory with other people, help them. And that's what God, that's what we are called to the body of Christ, saints. We are not out here by ourselves, but we need to reach out to others and hurting people. There's hurting people out there, people that don't have the answers. And as men and women of God, it is our job, our duty to reach out to them, pray with them, encourage them. That's what we are here to do. So a lot of times you think one door may be shut, but guess what? God is opening another door. So I want to give you this call-in number. If you want to call in for prayer, we will be here for the next, I would say, 55 minutes, just elaborating on scriptures and praying in the Holy Spirit. But our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. I will repeat that again. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. And we have a prayer request from a brother that is in Pakistan. And I'm not going to mention his name because I don't know, you know. But anyway, the brother, if he is listening on today, he know who he is. And we're going to just start interceding on his behalf that God will bless his ministry, bless his business, bless his family, dedicated brother in the Lord. So we're going to be reaching out and praying for him as well. And if you have prayer requests for loved members, for yourselves, if you need healing, if you need deliverance, call in, because we are, like I said, we're not here by ourselves. We want you to join in. Where there's two or three gathered in his name, he will be in the midst. And all we need to do as a point of contact is believe, and we will see the miraculous happening in our lives and in other people's lives. Amen. I am an advocate of prayer. I do know what prayer will do. I do know how prayer can restore and set the captives free. Sitting here and just speaking some words, because I have experienced in my own family the power of prayer. Prayer can get that one that was lost and bring them back. Prayer can raise you up off of a sick bed. Look, I'm here to testify. I know what God can do. With that, I want to give our call-in number one more time. Our guest call-in is 646-668-8633, and we will have a special guest on Thursday. I met this dear sister yesterday. We were at a prayer meeting for pastors and leadership, and God has blessed her to reach out to young girls that have been sold into sex slaves. It's real talk out to people. And, you know, a lot of times in church, we have our head all for in the sin that we don't really know what's going on. But thank the Lord that the man who had the girls hostage into this sex trafficking, he was caught. And, you know, God is intervening on their behalf. But she will be on the radio program on Thursday. And she will just kind of be enlightening us as to what goes on. That is a dark, dark profession. And I pray that the young man who had these girls bound up, I pray that he will fall under conviction and he will turn from his way. So if he's listening out there, I know right now he's locked up in prison. But if he's listening, I pray to God that he will deliver him. I have a call in, 5732. I believe that is Bishop just calling in just to just speak a little bit. So I'm going to bring him in now. 5732, is this Bishop?
Yes, it is.
Well, how you doing, Bishop?
I'm doing very well. And you and the radio listening audience, all is well?
All is well. We are here, you know, on our post as God has commissioned us, Power of Prayer. We're going to open with prayer. So I know you have some things that you have to do. So if you want to open with prayer and get off the line, that's fine. I understand. But I just appreciate you calling in. Amen.
Will do. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we thank you for everything that you are doing on today.
Yes,
we thank you for those who are listening. And Father God, we ask that you bless them, that you touch them, that you deliver them, and that you set them free. Father God, we come against all spirits that desire to hinder the program. And we also come against spirits of guilt, shame, and disbelief. We bind up these spirits right now. We bind them up and we cast them out right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we thank you for everything that you're doing. Father God, we thank you for blessing our listening audience. Father God, we thank you that you're blessing them body, soul, and spirit. Father, we ask that you heal them completely. Completely, Father God, and all they ask in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we also pray that you would touch their souls, Father, in reference to salvation, in reference to consecration, in reference to sanctification, and reference to deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father God,
we lift all our listening audience up to you. We bless those that are participating in the program. We bless Montgomery. And we bless everyone who is connected to Kingdom of God Ministry. We bless them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, hon. And I will see you later on this evening. Amen. Be
all
blessed.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Amen. We just want to thank my husband, pastor, calling in. And as we continue to go on, I have a scripture that God gave me. And since we're talking about the effectual fervor and prayer of a righteous man or woman, availeth much, I wanted to read the Holy Scriptures before we go on to prayer. And I'm coming to you out of James 5, the 5th chapter, the 13th verse, beginning at the 13th verse. It says, these are God meeting specific needs. He says, he asked the question, is there any among you suffering? And I'm reading out of, I guess it's a New King James Version. So might read a little different than the King James, but however, amen, the message is the same. But it says, is there any among you suffering? Let him pray. If anyone cheerful, let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And if anyone has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with nature like ours, and when he prayed earnestly, that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Do you see the effects of prayer? As Christians, as believers, that is the only way we could communicate with God, is through prayer. So why is my phone not blowing off the hook? Where's my prayer warriors? Where's my intercessors? Where's the believers? We should be uniting in prayer, because when Daniel was praying, there was what I taught on a few weeks ago, there was demonic forces hindering spirits. And sometimes when you pray, you just need someone else to intercede with you, because there are hindering spirits that try to block your prayers from coming through. But when we have a body of believers interceding, it's kind of hard for that enemy to penetrate. I want to tell you a dream I just recently had this morning. And I was in a dream, and I knew I was dreaming, because in my subconscious mind, I say, you know you're dreaming. But anyway, in the dream, I could see in the backdrop a lot of demonic spirits. But it was like they were completely barred from coming where I was. But I seen them, and they were all colors, black, white, men, women, all type of demonic spirits. And I talked in the dream, I said, I know that you're demonic spirits. God gave me strength. And when I began to speak the word and I threw the word at them, amen, and they fled. You know, he said, your enemy will flee in seven directions. Well, they fled in every direction. This is the power of prayer. And there was three little bitty spirits. They look like little babies, but the Holy Spirit told me, say, these are not babies. They look like babies. See, sometimes people have little pet sins that they hold on to that they don't want to let them go, or they don't want to release them. So when God revealed to me that these are little pet spirits that people hold on to, I rebuked them and they flee. This is what we have to do to the enemy, saints. Through the power of prayer, we as citizens of the kingdom have the authority to command these spirits to leave in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be bound up with sin. You don't have to be bound up with drugs, with alcohol, with adultery, with fornication. You don't have to be bound up today. But we, through the power of prayer, we can break every demonic stronghold. Did you hear what he said? He said, is there any sick among you? Are you suffering? It can be spiritually and mentally. What are you suffering with today? We're going to pray that these demonic strongholds be broken off your life. Amen. The word patience, we have to use patience. When we're praying, we have to use patience. Now, we know God is a miracle working God, but sometimes in our exercising of patience, we believe what we ask will come to pass. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come boldly to your throne. Lord God, and we know that you are able to answer every prayer, every request, every need, Lord God. We lift our brother up to you, Lord God, in Pakistan. You know who he is. I don't want to give out his name, but Father God, you know who he is. And we ask that you go into this situation right now. Lord God, bless your servant. Lord God, bestow upon him the blessings that he needs. Shower him with the blessings, Lord God, so he can go forth in the ministry. Lord God, bless his family. Bless him. And if they are going, if persecution is around them, Lord God, we ask that you command the enemy to flee off their lives right now. All these hindering spirits that try to come and hinder us from getting the gospel out. Saying you take notice on today, because right now in the name of Jesus, we send the sword of the Spirit to that situation right now. And Lord God, we ask that you send our brother encouragement, Lord God. Where there's disencouragement, Lord God, we ask that you bring encouragement. Where there's sadness, we ask that you bring him joy. Lord God, give him strength. Strengthen him, Lord. Bless him with the finances that he needs to continue the ministry that you have called him. Lord God, and all the preachers out there who are struggling and who don't have the finances, Lord God, we ask that you just shower upon them right now the finances that they need, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that we lift up the cities and the various cities that are plagued with demonic spirits and demonic activity. And we ask that you bring forth the warriors to rise up, Lord God, and take a stand against the demonic stronghold. Lord God, we ask that you equip the body of Christ with the strength and the power they need. No more lethargy, no more sedated activity, but come forth in the name of Jesus. God has called you to be warriors. God has called you to be strong in the things of the Lord, and we ask them that they come forth right now, Lord God. We ask that your spirit go forth. We ask that your anointing go forth right now in the name of Jesus. We pray over family members that are struggling with all types of addiction, all types of perversion. We come against you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. And we command you to loose them right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of witchcraft, control, Jezebel spirit, that spirit that try to control God's people. We break your hold off of them right now. Your assignment has been canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up the sick and the lame. And Lord God, we ask by your miraculous healing power that you go to them right now. Those that are listening who might have a sickness on their body, we ask that your healing balm of Gilead go to them right now and begin to break all that sickness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, dry it up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you and we bless your holy name. Lord God, you are able to do everything that we have asked you on today. And we believe according to your word, Lord God, by your stripes, we are healed. Lord God, and this is not just designated to some, but those that believe, you say, by your stripes, ye are healed. So, Lord God, we are speaking healing over our bodies, healing over our families, healing over our finances. Lord God, we're speaking healing to our situation, those dead situations that we thought was dead, that we thought was dried up. Lord God, we speak in life into those situations right now. And we call those things as though as to become right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for you say you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. So Lord God, whoever is suffering through some kind of mental anguish, mental stress. Lord God, we speak your healing power to them right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody right now, Lord God, is suffering from depression. Lord God, we send forth your spirit, your Holy Spirit to them to rebuke that spirit of depression off their life. Lord God, where there is depression, we ask that you bring joy. We ask that you bring peace. Lord God, perfect peace that casts out all fear. Lord God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So Lord God, you have given us this power. And Lord God, we're going to utilize this power, Lord God. Lord God, you have given us the anointing to go forth to break the strongholds off of people's lives. We are believing for deliverance. We're believing for miracles. We're believing for salvation. Lord God, any demonic oppression, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind and we curse that from the root. I'm talking just that going forth. And Lord God, we're going to come against that spirit right now. Things that have been plaguing the families for a long time. I'm seeing alcoholism. I'm seeing drug addiction. These are some generational curses. And Lord God, right now we come against these generational curses in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we take authority over them. We bind them up. Lord God, we cast them out. You showed me in the vision, casting them out. And right now we are casting out these demonic strongholds that are plaguing the people, that are have the people so bound up. Lord God, by your stripes, you say, ye are healed. That is an emphatical, you are healed. Whatever you're going through, you are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. We praise your name. Hallelujah, Lord God, in Luke 4:18, you said the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim deliverance to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed. So if you are oppressed today, are you bound up? Are you enslaved by some type of sin to have you bound up? Jesus came to set you free today. Hallelujah. We just thank you for your freedom, Lord God. He who the Son set free is free indeed. So, Lord God, we just worship in your holy name. We just praising you on today, Lord God. Lord God, there is nothing hidden from you, Lord God. You will expose the darkness. Anything that is trying to come against the kingdom of God ministry, Lord God, you will expose it. You will annihilate it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just speaking right now to situations, things that has tried to rear its ugly head. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. We have a call coming in, 8278, and I will bring you in. 8278, we have a call on the line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes,
how are
ma'am.
You? Yes.
I'm doing well.
Okay. Well, thank the Lord. I'm glad you called in. Right now, we're just praying and interceding, you know, about the things of God. And what is your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Renee.
Renee, did we meet yesterday?
No, ma'am. I wasn't on yesterday.
Well, do you have a special request? Okay. You have a special request?
No, not really. You could just pray for me, however the Holy Spirit lead you.
Okay. Well, Father God, right now I lift my sister Renee up to you, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for just putting it on our heart to call in today. Lord God, you know the need. You know the situation. You know what Renee has petitioned before you, Father God. Lord God, and because she is a woman of God, she's seeking your face and obedience. Lord God, we ask that you grant her every need right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we break every demonic stronghold that is trying to hinder her right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over right now. Lord God, I'm even speaking over her finances, Lord God. There are some things that has been caught up, but Lord God, we ask that you send release to her right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that the release, the reservoir of your finances be overflowed on her behalf right now. Lord God, because she is a woman of God, Lord, there is some things that you have talked to her about in the spiritual realm that you want her to do in the ministry. So, Lord God, we ask that you give her release so she can go forth in the ministry that you have called her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, there's a lot of people that is looking to her right now. And Lord God, she has to take her stand and go forth in the things you have called her. But Lord God, we ask that you release the finances, whatever it is she needs, Lord God, right now. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you do it according to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did you have something you needed to say, Renee?
That prayer was so much confirmation. So I thank God for that. Everything you said was on point. So praise God for using you and the Holy Spirit that's inside of you. Thank you for
that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you are you on your lunch hour now or?
No, ma'am. I'm gonna stay on. I'm not working right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will put you back. You'll be able to hear, and if you have something to say, you could just listen. And I have another call, 5732, so I'm going to bring them in, okay? All right.
Okay.
Thank you. 5732, we have you on the line.
Well, this is Bishop again. I was just listening to the program and taking it in. Everything is good. Everything is good.
Amen. Well, we're glad you called in, Bishop. Is the Lord leading you to say something? We have a caller, Renee, on the line. Did God give you something, a word for Renee?
Nothing at this point other than God is going to supply her needs in that job situation. The Lord is working on that, too. God is working on that, too. The only thing she has to do is to continue in the things of God. And he's also saying to get deeper in the word, because he's going to speak to her and reveal some things to her via the word of God. He's going to speak to her via the word of God, and he's going to speak to her via her prayers and supplications. So those are the things that she would need to go into, because God is going to do a great work in her life.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, thanks, Bishop, for calling in. All right.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Be blessed. Amen. So you see how God, he answers prayers. And, you know, and I just want to give you a little testimony of what God did for me. I told you how I thought God was taking me off the job for a reason, but I didn't know what was going on. But even prior to that, it has been a journey. But, you know, God will reposition our lives. And we thinking, oh, Lord, this well drawed up, or there's no reservoir coming there, and he'll bless you in another way. So, look, let me tell you something. When God moves you off of a job, God will provide your every need. There will be finances coming in ways that you didn't even see it because you've been obedient to what God called you to do. God will not let there be lack in your family, in your household. Yes, I know people say, well, you know, you got to have a job. You got to. But look, when God called you into ministry, he will provide for you. I'm a living witness of that. You know, and we go back a long ways when our kids was born, we were going through things, and this, you know, we just made a dedicated prayer altar before the Lord, and we just stayed on our face before the Lord because we knew God could work it out. This is what I'm saying today. If you just stay on your face before the Lord, God will heal the situation. I'm a living witness of that. And one thing I wanted to bring out when we was talking about the is there any suffering among you suffering? He said, let him pray. This is what he is, a declaration. He said, let him pray. This is why we call it POP, power of prayer. We know what the power of prayer can do. Amen. So, Lord God, we just coming before your throne, Lord God. We know that you are almighty. Lord God, you are all powerful. You are all knowing. Father God, everything we need, you already know we have need of, Lord God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we calling upon you. You say, call upon me according to Jeremiah 33:3, and I will answer thee. You said you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So Lord God, we seek it. Your face. We're seeking the miraculous. We're seeking the signs and the wonders. Lord God, because we know that you have already did it. So we're going to enter into your gates according to Psalms 104. We're going to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. And we're going to enter into your courts with praise. We're going to be thankful unto you. And we will bless your holy name because we know it's already done. Lord God, we thank you. You said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So, Lord God, we are just taking this time out to worship you, to honor you, because we know that it is already done. Whatever it is, if there's sick among you, call for the elders. Right now, we're coming against this spirit. There's this, a spirit that is going throughout the churches. Lord God, bring a spirit of, I want to say, delusion. And it's keeping the people from getting the word that they need so they can be set free. We break this spirit of delusion right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There will be people rising up in the body of Christ. You're in these particular some denominations and you're not getting everything you need. And God is telling you it's time for you to get up and go where the water is, where you can be replenished, where you can be restored. Because if you stay there, you're going to dry up. God is leading some of you out of some of these churches. Yes, they look good on the outside, but you know spiritually you're drying up. And God wants to set you free. God wants to break some of these bondages off of you. God wants to heal you so you can rise up and be that man and woman of God that he has called you to be. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus has already paid the price. It's already done. But I was telling a young lady on the other day, there are some things we have to do. God has already done it, but how bad do you want your deliverance? How bad do you want your salvation? How bad do you want it? Are you willing to be like that woman with the issue of blood when she pressed her way? Hallelujah. Sometimes this is what prayer is. Prayer means you're going to have to push your plate aside. You're going to have to press your way. We have another caller. I'm going to bring this caller in, 9404. Call me on 9404.
Hello, Evangelist Kathy. This is Charlene.
Hey,
I just wanted to call.
Well, I am blessed. I am blessed, blessed, blessed. We're just going forth in the Word of God. I elaborated on James chapter 5, is there any sick among you? So we've been just praying in the Spirit, hallelujah. So I'm glad you called in. Has God placed something on your heart to share?
Amen. I just felt the Spirit of the Lord just had a word of encouragement today that, you know, the word of the Lord is clear and strong and is our weapon that we fight with. And so I just felt the Lord was saying, this is a new day. The spring has come and the wellspring of life is springing up. And no matter where we are, that we can trust in him and that we just lean and push, just like you said, we push into him on his word, and that's our foundation. So just a word from my apostle yesterday was that, you know, we have feelings. God's given us emotions, but faith comes before feelings. And so today we just want to agree that we have the faith that God can do what his word says. God will do what his word says.
Yes.
So I just want to bless you on this inaugural call and how God's going to use this for people's healing and deliverance and just the ministry of Holy Spirit to just come forth.
Thank you, Father God. Well, Sister Charlene, thank you for that. And, you know, you're going to be on the air Thursday, so I'm going to have you on and just go forth the way the Lord leads you because you have a powerful ministry there, you know. Oh, my God. And we just want you to share and just let the people know what's going on in this, I call it sex trafficking, but you may call it another name, but that's all it is. But they're exploiting these young girls. So, yeah, we're honored to have you on the program. Amen.
Well, thank you. It certainly is an honor to be a part of what God is doing in your ministry and all throughout the ministry of the body of Christ. So it's my pleasure, and I look forward to being with you all on Thursday. I don't want to take up any time. I just felt the Lord just had a strong spirit this morning. I believe communicated earlier that he said carpe diem, seize the day. So we take authority and we move forward in that which he has given us already through the word of God. So just want to bless you and bless others today that he is our strong tower and the righteous run into him and we are saved.
Yes. Thank you for that encouraging word, sister. And you be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon. Amen.
Amen. Thank you much.
All right. Amen. We have another call on the line, 9404. Amen. Well, I guess they hung up. But anyway, we just want to thank the Lord. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. Like I said, if you have a prayer request, feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 646-668-8633. And we will just continue to pray. And I thank the Lord. Another call-in, 8278. Caller, you on the air, 8278?
Hey, my phone, I got cut off, and I called right back. You had already prayed for me. This is Renee.
Okay, Renee. All right. Okay, be blessed. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And we have another call. Is it 8101? 8101?
Hello?
Yes, 8101.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can I get prayer?
Yeah, sure. What is your name?
Josh, and I want prayer for housing for me and my family.
You need housing, Josh, for you and your siblings?
Yes.
All right, yes. Right now. Josh, And you're a believer? You know God, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, Father God, right now we lift Josh up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we ask him right now, oh, Lord God, you provide the provisions that they need. They're asking for housing, Lord God. Lord God, you will provide shelter in the midst of a storm. So, Lord God, we know you will provide the shelter that they need. There has been some situations in their life, storms in their life, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask them right now that you turn the situation around. Turn that storm. We rebuke the storm off of his life, off of his family life. There's been a season of just a lot of, I see calamity. But right now, Lord God, we come against this foul spirit of poverty, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let there be someone listening that have a house, that have housing, that can contact my brother on today, that will be able to provide to him and his siblings decent housing. Lord God, he is a believer. You say you have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So, Lord God, let someone in our listening audience, let there be a place of refuge, a place of security for this family. And, Lord God, we ask that you provide them with the finances that they need. Lord God, there has been so many attacks that has come against this family, but right now we command them to take your hand off right now, you foul spirit of poverty. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask right now that you begin to clear the darkness. I just see the storm. Moving away, clear the darkness. Lord God, let the sun start shining. Let him see on today that you heard his prayer. Miracles. And Josh, when you get this praise report, I want you to call me back. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Amen. And if you want after the air, just send me your email, because you never know. Someone listen, they may have a house or something for you. Now, or I'll give you my email, and just send me your email and your contact information. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You be blessed, dear. All right. And I'll just announce my email, and you can just send me your contact information. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Be blessed. All right, dear. Okay. All righty. Amen. See, God hears the prayer, saints. God is, he's all powerful. He's all knowing. And when we call upon him, he said, he didn't say he might. He said, when you call upon me, I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things. This is what we believe in on today. Lord, we called upon your name. We want to see the miraculous. We want to see the signs and the wonders. Now that you intervene on this brother's behalf and his family, Lord God, you are able. You said the cattle on 1,000 hills are yours. So we know you can provide him with provisions on this day. Whatever they need, Lord God, we believe that you will bring it to pass. You know the need. You said you will supply our every need according to your riches and glory. So, Lord God, we lift in Josh and his family and his siblings up right now in the name of Jesus, and we are interceding on his behalf. And Josh, send me your contact information. You can send it to my email. It's Kingdom of God Ministries. That's all one word. Kingdom of God Ministries 77@gmail.com. Send me your contact information, and we're going to reach out to others and see if we can get you guys some housing. See, here at Kingdom of God Ministries, we don't just talk. We try to put our money where our mouth is. We have other people in the ministries that, you know, God will bless us and we'll bless them. And I feel this is how the ministry should be. It shouldn't always be you giving to me to build my big houses and my fat calf. And no, we need to be giving back to the body of Christ. All these preachers out here who are taking advantage of God's people, God don't like that. You taking in billions of dollars, but you got people in your congregation can't even hardly pay their bills. That is not according to scripture. Amen? So just send me your email, kingdomofgodministries77@gmail.com. Amen? Amen. So if you have a request, call in. We're still here. We still have a few more minutes. Our call-in number is 646-668-8633. Amen? But I wanted to bring something out to you. Did you know the word when he said, if there is any sick among you? He said the word prayer over in James, the 5th chapter, 13th verse, appears 7 times. And you know 7 is divine in the scriptures. Amen? So think about that. It appears 7 times in the scripture. So God is really wanting you to realize that I'm going to just tell you what the 7 mean in the Holy Scriptures. Because God speaks in numbers, you know, with the children of Israel, 40 years in the desert. But the word 7 in the scriptures, and I mean in the Bible, it refers to, let me give you this, because I like to go from the meaning. It's the number 7 is the foundation of God's word. 7 is the number of completeness and perfection, both physical and spiritual. So look at this. When you see, when God said there is 7 in the number 7, that means perfection, both physical and spiritual. What am I saying? Whatever you're going through in the natural, God has already spoke perfection in your life. It will turn around. That situation will turn around. Amen? He said, and sing psalms. So let's begin to praise him. Lord, we just want to thank you. We just give you all the honor and glory because we know you have already worked out this situation. If there is sick among you, he said, call for the elders of the church. They shall be healed. So, Lord God, if there is sick, we ask that you touch the body, the physical body, the emotional body. There's people that are sick in their mental state of mind. You know, we had dealt with a young man. He looked healthy on the outside, but mentally he had demonic things going on in his mind. Sometimes people have demonic attacks that has to be broken off of their life. So, Lord God, right now we just speak to all that mental illness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over it. I speak over my own body. Right now, I had been struggling with a little cold, but it's nothing, you know. You know, God can heal that too. But I'm saying, like, sickness, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, we put all this under the blood on today, right now. In the name of Jesus, and we take authority over all these sicknesses. I'm just saying disease and things that are just plaguing the body of Christ. Lord God, we ask that right now by your healing virtue that you come in and you begin to touch, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance on today. Lord God, you tell us in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, you will condemn. So, Lord God, we right now, we silence the naysayers. We silence those that are speaking against your mighty hand. And they're lying to the people and telling them that miracles don't happen today. We silence those lies in the name of Jesus. Those demonic lies, lies of the Pharisees and the scribes. Yes, miracles happen. Yes, healings happen. You tell us that we have the authority that whatever we pick up, deadly things, it will not hurt us. So, Lord God, right now, you tell us in your word that you, those that believe, can ask anything in your name that you will do, that the Father will be glorified. So, Lord God, we ask in these in your name that you come in and intervene on behalf of your people. Father God, we know you are able. And Lord God, we're expecting the miracles. We're expecting the deliverance. We're expecting the salvation. If you have, look, I'm telling you, this is birthing in my spirit. If you have some family members that is bound up, and God, with drug addiction, I see alcohol, drug addiction, pornography, if they're bound up, get on this phone line. Because God wants to break these things off their lives. You cannot live effectively when you're bound up with all these type of demonic oppressions. Call the line. You don't have to tell us nothing but their first name, because we're going to go into spiritual warfare. Amen? I've seen so many people in their families. I'm talking generational things. Father was an alcoholic, grandmother an alcoholic, great-grandmother alcohol. No, this spirit don't come down. We're going to come against this, and we're doing some spiritual work. So I know we only have eight minutes, but tomorrow, God has pressed on me every day until he say different. I will be on the power of prayer, and I will be interceding. I will be praying on your behalf. We're going to get some breakthrough, saints. We're going to get some breakthrough. That family member that you've been praying for, and it doesn't seem like they're going to ever get free of this thing, we're going to believe God for it on today. So right now, Father God, we're going to close it out, but we just want to thank you, Lord God, because you have been with us on today. We see the mighty move of God, Lord God. You have moved mightily. We believe that yokes will be broken, people will set free, deaf ears will be opened. Lord God, we believe right now that even the blind eyes will be open. Lord God, those that had a spiritual blindness, we believe right now that that blindness is coming off their eyes. And we believe that those ears is going to be open where they can hear you speaking directly to them. I see right now discernment, heightened discernment in the things of God. So when God speaks, you will know that it's God. And you will not have to question, Lord, is this you? But I see a heightened sense of discernment in the name of Jesus. Miracle work and power. Lord God, we know it's by your hand that you heal. But Lord God, we're just the vessels that you use. And Lord God, I'm just thankful that you chose us to be vessels where we can come before your people and deliver what you have told us to deliver to your people on today. Lord God, we just want to thank you because you're all powerful. And Lord God, to our listening audience, we thank you that those that are listening, Lord God, even though they may have not called in, but you know where each one is and you know what everyone needs that you have drawn to this program on today. And Lord God, we just want to thank you. We thank our listeners for calling in. We love you. We ask that you tell somebody about the prayer hour tomorrow. We're going to be praying. We're going to be interceding. We're going to continue to do what God called us to do. And we're not going to stop. Amen. You know, I'm Evangelist Montgomery. I don't stop because I have a little upset in one area of my life. I say, you know what? That door closed, but he's going to open another one. And that's how we have to be with the enemy. Because like I told you in that vision I saw this morning, when the demons were standing around, all colors, they couldn't cross over that barrier. But they were looking. And God gave me strength. And I said, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave. And they had to flee. They fled seven directions. Remember what I said about the number seven? Perfect. Amen? But they had to flee. When the enemy comes at you, he has to flee in seven directions. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. But you have to rise up and you have to take authority. You can't be a doormat to the enemy, because if you do, the enemy will come in and he will bogart over your life, over your family. But we are here interceding with you, and we know that through the power of prayer, we can break every demonic stronghold off of our lives and off of our family's life. It's not just about us, but sometimes we have to go and pull that one back out of the hand of Satan, from the grips of Satan. I've had to do it. I had to go to the enemy's camp and take back my children. Amen? Take back your finances. Now, I'm not giving the enemy nothing. No. God say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So right now, we've given you the knowledge and the warfare training on how to go back and take back what the enemy has stole. Because, see, he illegally took it. You're a child of God. He illegally took whatever it is. So now it's time for you to declare and decree, I'm going back and get it. You will no longer have hold on my children, on my finances, on my body. I'm taking it back in the name of Jesus. Amen? So tomorrow we're going to do some warfare. There are different types of prayers. We have warfare prayers. We have prayers of intercession. We have prayers of deliverance. We have prayers of salvation. We have prayers of healing. And we're going to be going through all these prayers on tomorrow. So whatever it is you need, and like I said, if you have to make a whole list of the prayers or the people that you want to intercede for, put that list up. And we're going to be coming against it. Amen? We're going to be praying, Lord God, because we believe in for miracles on this day. So, Father God, we're going to close out the program again. I want to thank all of you that has listened to the broadcast on today. Tell somebody. And like I said, we will open up the lines if we have comments, questions. The good topic going on today, we're going to have topics, we're going to be sharing. But whatever it is that God has placed on your heart, like I said, we don't have just a format. We let the Holy Spirit orchestrate and go as he leads. Amen. So we love you. Thank you for joining us. Lord, we're going to close out the program. Father God, we want to thank you for everyone that has listened on today. And Lord God, we thank you that you are a God that answers prayers. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the power to overcome the enemy. And Lord God, no weapon formed against us will prosper. And Lord God, we just thank you that you've given us this platform. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Lord God, we thank you for my sister and my brothers and those that were listening on today. You see the need, Lord God. My brother in Pakistan, Lord God, we thank you for touching him, Lord God, and his family, Lord God, giving him what he needs, the blessings, Lord God. And we ask that you rebuke the enemy off of his life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, put your angels of protection around him and his family, where no harm will come to him and his family, Lord God. Provide the provisions that he needs to go forth in the ministry. Lord God, we just thank you and we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Be blessed. This is the Voice of the Evangelist signing off. Love you. Bye-bye.